I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. And we will get back a little more reporting, a little more meat on the bone there at the New York Times article. McCarthy and McConnell apparently wanted to push Donald Trump out after the January 6th, but somewhere along the way, they lost their courage. But you know who's got a lot of courage, a lot of moxie, a lot of gumption? Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani, last night, his appearance on The Masked Singer. And this apparently caught the panel completely unaware. No one saw this one coming, although we had heard about it and we had reported it here to our fine audience, just in case, you know, you want to see Rudy singing. And apparently Rudy's effort at singing was more of a reading alouding of the words to the song, Bad to the Bone. Rudy did Bad to the Bone.
Great job. Great job.
And then the audience and the judges, they reacted. Now, who's the prettiest blonde that's on that show?
Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy had no idea who Rudy was.
Really?
No idea whatsoever. Kim Jong did.
Kim Jong did. So did Robin.
He knew. Let's play his reaction to Rudy being unmasked on the big show last night. I am so sorry I missed this. I was watching the Bucks game.
I literally watched every other season besides this one.
Well, I'm not a big Bucks fan always, but last night watched the playoff game, although they lost, and I missed the opportunity to see real-time Rudy unmasked on the Singer, cut 25. Let's see how it turns out for him.
Yeah! On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered around, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell them right away that I was bad.
Oh, it's bad.
I broke a thousand hearts.
Is this nearly done? Apparently, he performed but did not win. And the loser, the worst Masked Singer, and, you know, that's pretty damn bad, gets unmasked at the end of the episode. I don't think I've ever watched. Maybe the kids were watching once and I was in the room for a bit, but... never watched the entirety of the show, but is that the general premise?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And they unmask someone every time. And usually it's the celebrity that really doesn't want to be in the mask anymore. They just kind of say, because they never reveal any of the votes or what the votes were close or anything. There's never any mention of anybody voting or any who votes or who cares. They just kind of, it's nobody takes it seriously enough that anybody actually cares who wins or who loses.
Well, let me get back, because I think more important, perhaps, although I was the one that brought up this whole Bad to the Bone, Masked Singer, Rudy Giuliani. And yeah, that was some of the worst public singing I've heard since Crudy on the radio that one time doing the songs, Sound of Music.
Oh, I think it worked just fine. I think it worked out just perfect.
Back to the reporting. New York Times dropped some never before reported information about the Republican leaders and their reactions to Donald Trump in what was described by them as the incitement of the riot on January 6th. To the body of the work, we've obviously read a lot of this reporting, and it's going to wrap up here, but I'm going to read. McCarthy said he would tell Mr. Trump of the impeachment resolution. I think this will pass, and it would be my recommendation that you should resign. I don't think he ever told him that. Let me read on. He acknowledged it was unlikely Trump would follow that suggestion. And Mr. McCarthy, as he's described here, spent the 4 years of Trump's presidency as one of the White House's most obedient lapdogs. I mean, supporters in Congress. Since Trump's defeat, McCarthy has appeared appeased far-right members of the House, some of whom are closer to the former president. McCarthy may need their support to become speaker, a vote that could come soon. as next year if the GOP claims the House in November. God, I hope not. But in a brief window after the storming of the Capitol, McCarthy contemplated a total break with Trump and his most extreme supporters. It would have been the opportune time, right? During the same January 6th conversation, when he said he would call Trump to resign, McCarthy told GOP leaders he wished the big tech companies would strip some Republican lawmakers of their social media accounts. You know, think the Twitter and the Facebook, as they had done to Trump. Members such as Lauren Boebert of Colorado had done so much to stoke paranoia about the 2020 election and had made offensive comments online about the Capitol attack. Here is a quote attributed to McCarthy. "We can't put up with that. Can't they take their Twitter accounts away too?" McCarthy, in real time, you know, current comment, never said that particular members should be removed from Twitter. You know, he didn't enumerate which member should be removed and deplatformed from which platform. More reporting from the Times. Other Republican leaders in the House agreed with McCarthy and said the president's behavior deserved swift punishment. Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana, you know, he's number two in the House Republican caucus, said on one call that it was time for the GOP to contemplate a post-Trump Republican House, while Representative Tom Emmer of Minnesota, the head of the party's House Campaign Committee, suggested censoring Trump. Yet none of the men followed through on their tough talk in these private conversations. Bad to the bone, my ass. None of them got a courageous bone in their freaking body. So anyways, the most interesting part, one of the takeaways, I'm not going to read any more from this article, but I find one of the more interesting takeaways, Mitch McConnell thought there would be a successful impeachment. And I don't mean in the House. I mean in the Senate. And it wasn't until he started polling his caucus and found out that there would not be a larger support for the conviction of Trump that he lost his spine. He lost his courage. And, of course, voted to acquit. But then, you know, that very tough-minded statement, he was so bad on the Senate floor afterwards, because that really matters for history's sake, right? Come back, more Devils.
Hi, it's Rudy Giuliani, and I'm on Cameo.
Who's bad?